From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A United States Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by President Trump's party that FBI investigators abuse their powers in the Russia probe. The FBI is investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. Key Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff blasted the memo released Friday.
We now know from the FBI that when they finally got a chance to look at it, that the memo is seriously misleading because it omits very material information and has deep factual inaccuracies.
President Trump authorized the release.
A lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that.
The FBI had warned against releasing it. Democrats say the allegations are made solely to discredit the investigation. Concerned about Russia's growing tactical nuclear weapons, the U.S. will modernize its nuclear land, sea, and air capabilities, top officials said on Friday. It's a move some critics say could increase the risk of miscalculation between the two countries. President Trump said he ordered the nuclear posture review within days of taking office last year. Here's Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
We must keep America's deterrent credible by making it modern. The 2018 NPR calls for modernizing the nuclear triad and command and control system, which is necessary, affordable, and long overdue.
While the document underscores the administration's concerns about North Korea, Iran, and China, the focus falls largely on Russia. We have much more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a tour of Latin American countries. He said in Mexico Friday that immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks good discipline in regulating who enters the country to live. The secretary spoke at a news conference after meeting in Mexico City with the foreign Secretary for Mexico and the Canadian Foreign Minister. He addressed President Trump's recent proposal for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
And this proposal would remove the uncertainty for more than a million people that find themselves in this situation. And the president's been quite clear that he wants to see this solved.
After Mexico, Tillerson has talks in Argentina, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Friday that the U.S. has no evidence that the Syrian government recently has used deadly sarin nerve gas on its citizens, but it is looking into reports of its use from people on the ground. Syria has denied using illegal chemicals. Mattis said the Syrian government has weaponized and used chlorine gas in the Syrian civil war. Kenyan lawyer Maguna Maguna was arrested for taking part in opposition leader Raila Odinga's swearing-in ceremony. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite has more.
Maguna's arrest is the second since the inauguration. On Wednesday, the opposition lawyer who administered Odinga's oath at the ceremony was also arrested. The government has called the alternative inauguration an illegal act. Three private channels who covered the swearing-in ceremony remain off-air on government orders, despite a court order that they be allowed to resume broadcasting. Odinga has accused the government of suspending the constitution by attacking the media. The police have declined to comment on the latest arrest.
That was Reuters' Julian Satterwhite. The UN Refugee Agency says thousands of Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, face mudslides, floods, disease, and other dangers. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
UN aid agencies are making emergency preparations to mitigate and avert the worst impacts from the upcoming monsoon season. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Andre Mihajic says at least 100,000 refugees could be in grave danger from landslides and floods. The UNHCR says work will proceed to level some of the steep hills to reduce the risk of landslides. It says some families living in the most precarious parts of the camp will be moved to safer areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More on this story and all those we covered on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.